Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's. Professor X Factor is handling some business right now. He will be on the show momentarily. So, Professor, make sure when you're ready to holler at us, press 1 so I know that you're ready to get on the air. So I want to thank everybody. Thank you for tuning in to episode 49 of Locker Room Talk Radio, bring you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call is 858-777-8433. Call into the show and let your voice be heard. Make sure you press 1 on your mobile device and we will let you through. Once again, Professor X Factor is handling some business. My man Executive is handling some business. They will be on the show momentarily. I want to give a shout out to everybody that had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. I hope you was all fat and I hope you ate a lot and your belt busted open and all that good stuff. You had to unbutton your pants and just let it go. So I hope everybody had that good of a time because I know I did. But yeah, we got some things to talk about. Some games that happened yesterday. Man. Well, before Professor even gets on the line, I just want to say this real quick. I want to say in peace, and I want to say without rushing, because you know how he do. You don't agree with something, he just decide he just want to start running over people. I'm so glad that the Patriots lost. Boy, it did my heart joy to see their asses lose yesterday. I'm going to tell you right now, Deshaun Watson for president, ladies and gentlemen. They went in there, and we're going to talk about that game, and we're going to talk about also the 49ers and Ravens game, which was a hell of a game yesterday. Hell of a game. And, yeah, so we're just going to go ahead and get this thing going. First of all, once again, 858-777-8433 is the number to call into Locker Room Talk Radio. And make sure you follow us on Instagram and Facebook. So I think Professor is ready. Let me see if I can get him on here. Professor. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Not yet.
Okay, not yet. Okay, you heard him, ladies and gentlemen, not yet. So he's going to put his phone on mute again. Hey, he's doing what he got to do. I ain't mad at him. But let me give a shout out to my family, my mommy, who listens to the show every Monday, Thursday. Love you. And just let everybody know it is official. Deontay Wilder, Tyson Fury matchup. Number 2, it is official in February. So they will fight again in February. I see Deontay Wilder go ahead and do what he does at all the time, which is another knockout. And ladies and gentlemen, our other brother is on the mic right now. This is NYC's finest executive chef, Q Drakeford, is on the mic. What up, Q?
Yeah.
Chilling, man. Hey, man, how was your Thanksgiving?
You know, I was given. People were thankful.
Same old thing. Same old thing. My man. Absolutely. That's what they do. That's what you do. That's what everybody do that do what they do with executive, and that's what they all do. That's my man, Hunter, right there. That's my man, Hunter Grant. Hey, so, you know, we're going to go ahead and get this thing started, man. First of all, let me go ahead and recap these games from yesterday. Oh, boy, a lot of upsets yesterday. And some good
I don't. I disagree. I don't see no upset.
I already know.
I don't see one thing to be upset
You know exactly what I'm saying. I know you ain't upset. You know what I'm saying? But they still were upsets, though. But they were good upsets, because you can have a good upset, yeah, especially in sports. But the Bears beat the Detroit Lions 24-20. The Bills the Bills beat the Cowboys 26-15. The Saints beat the Falcons 26-18. That was Thanksgiving night. Yesterday, the Titans beat the Colts 31-17. The Bengals get their first win with the New York Jets 22-6. The Redskins beat the Carolina Panthers 29-21. The Ravens and the 49ers, which was a hell of a damn game, 20-17. Ravens come out on top. The Buccaneers beat the brakes off the Jacksonville Jaguars 28-11. The Browns lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers 20-13. The Packers beat my New York Football Giants 31-13. The Dolphins beat the Eagles 37-31. The Rams beat the Cardinals, which they should have, 34-7. They a little upset because of the behind beating that they received the week prior to that. The Broncos beat the Chargers 23-20. The Chiefs slapped the Raiders 40-9. And yes, Lord. The Houston, the stars at night are big and bright, deep in the heart of Texas, beat the out of the damn New England Patriots 28-22. Now, let me just say this about that game yesterday. I don't want to hear that, you know, it was only 28-22, and they didn't get beat by that much. Yes, they did, because a lot of those points at the end of the game were empty calorie points. So I'm not going to sit here and allow nobody to try to explain to me that, oh, man, it looked like almost what they did in the Super Bowl against Atlanta. No, it did not. No, it did not. That, no, absolutely not. So at the end of the day, we're going to go ahead, man, and executive, we might as well just go ahead and start with that game, the Patriots game. Patriots, once again, lost to the Texans 22-28. Tom Brady was 24 for 47 for 326 yards. Deshaun Watson was 18 for 25 for 234 yards. This game here was very, very pivotal for the Houston Texans, and it definitely, with this loss to the Patriots, puts the Ravens up the number one seed in the AFC. What was your thoughts about yesterday's, last night's game between the Patriots and the Houston Texans?
I told you so, and have my money by Friday.
First of all, you got to explain to us, who did you tell you? Who did you tell this to? What do you mean? What does that mean? People don't know.
I told your entire show and all of your listeners in August that the Ravens were the best team.
That you did.
And I told all you Patriots fans to put your money where your mouth was, and Houston was going to beat that ass. And all of you Patriots fans combined owe me the total of what will be a brand new car after all you bitches pay up on Friday.
They got to pay up by Friday, man.
That's right.
Hey, man. Hey.
Hello.
That's right. Hey, look, I'm not mad at you. I'm going to say it again. I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at all.
I told them.
You know,
who did the Colts play yesterday?
Oh, the Colts played. Yeah. Oh, my God, just that quick. I just forgot. Hold on. Matter of fact, the Colts played the Titans. They lost to the Titans 31-17.
Right. So if Seattle wins tonight, I chose every game correctly this week.
I got you.
If Seattle wins tonight, I chose every winner. And of course, since that's never happened before, watch Minnesota win.
Why you say that, man?
Because the way this week is going, I can't get a W. Nope.
Man, look, man, I'm with you on that one. I am with you on that one, son. I'm not mad at you on that one. But I just, you know what? Let me get to this caller, man. Then I'm gonna say what I got to say. Caller from 646 every year cold. Caller, you on the air?
Caller, this is Bryce.
Pittsburgh getting started, but they sure get finished.
Oh God, here he comes! I haven't even got to that game yet. I haven't even got there yet. Already, this is what happens when people get out of turn, get out of line. What's up, Big Bryce? What's going on? How you doing?
Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Hope y'all enjoyed the holiday.
Oh, that was good.
Because I surely enjoyed mine.
I know you did. I know you did, man. But before we get into that game, man, let me get your thoughts about last night's Sunday night game between the Houston Texans and the New England Patriots. Give us your thoughts on that game, man. What was your takeaways?
I was kind of surprised in a sense that I thought the Patriots would find a way to get that game home. Look, the Patriots, surprisingly enough, have to win this year kind of like the Steelers do. I think Tom Brady, of course, can still play, but their offense is not as dynamic, so their defense has to play lights out. And since now they are a defensive team, I felt that they didn't do a good job of handling Deshaun Watson. When he got going against their secondary, put him in a hole, that's a wrap, because they don't have the wideouts or the offense right now to combat that. Now, talk to me in a little bit when the playoffs start. They haven't figured it out yet because, they're still the Patriots. But, impressive win. They got the lead. And right now, that's how you beat the Patriots. You get the lead if you can, and then you can hopefully unleash your defense, hopefully, and make it very uncomfortable for Tom Brady, who right now doesn't trust his receivers. Again, that could change in 3 weeks because they got the greatest coach ever. They could figure it out. But right now, yeah, their defense kind of let them down last night. I know everyone talks about the offense, but they have to play this way. The defense can't give up the points that they gave up. They got to hold in.
Well, let me see if Professor X Factor is on the line right now. Professor, are you available to speak now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, this dude here, man. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Professor X Factor now on the line. I know you heard about. I know you just. I finished hearing what we were talking about as far as the Patriots and the Texans game. I know you got a lot to say on that, man.
I partially heard it.
Okay. Well, what was your takeaway from last night's game?
I think what happened to New England happens to a lot of teams when they play against a mobile quarterback. If you don't contain a guy in the pocket and keep him in the pocket and you let him escape to the perimeter, you're going to have problems, especially if that quarterback actually can throw the ball. And Deshaun Watson can actually throw the ball. I don't think that New England really did a good job of establishing the run early. Their offense is not what it used to be. So for them, establishing the run is a key component to their offense. I mean, it doesn't seem like it is. Ooh, but it is. So, that's just what I believe that game really came down to. Mm-hmm. So, I mean... Yeah, I mean, and then Grant, I got to give Houston credit. They held on late because New England was starting to surge at some point in the second half. And that game became close. Then, I mean, now if I'm being honest about it, I had a guy ask me yesterday if I thought New England was out of sync. I was like, well, yeah, look at it. Like, I mean, the offensively, their numbers did not look good yesterday at all. Now, a lot of people look at me and say that that's me making an excuse for the Patriots. No, that's just me calling it for what the fuck it is. Now, I mean, their offense did not look good. I think they got a lot of young receivers. I don't know how well Brady is working with the receivers, the receiving core that they have. But Yeah, they, offensively they did not look good at at all. They didn't look good at all. I mean, it's like the Patriots. That's the thing about the Patriots. They're kind of like one of those teams that they. It's a little bit different because they are. Contrary to popular belief, they never really have everything they need in any one given season. They're very rarely are they offensive and defensive dominant. They're either defensive dominant with a manageable offense, or they are offensive dominant with a manageable defense. But very rarely are they holistically dominant. Now, however, the difference between and a lot of other franchises is that the coaching staff in New England does a very good job of analyzing what they have and how they need to play an entire game in order to get the outcome that they're looking for. And that's why even though right now that their offense is lackluster as all get out, they still have the record that they have. That's why. You know what I mean? So
that, because I wanted to bring something out to the masses for people that are listening, and you know, I just wanted to go ahead and put this out there. And I don't know if I put it out there last show, but I'm going to put it out there again this show. You know, a lot of people call me a Brady hater, and they be correct, they be right. Okay, so I'm going to go ahead and put that out the way right now, so we can get that out the way. My thing is this: professors have said, you know, they never had the best of both worlds. They either have a dominant defense, an okay offense, or it's always the other way around or whatever, but they've never been a complete dominant team, okay? Now, with that being said, every time, and once again, when I say this, I don't understand how people never remember whispers.
Because people are stupid.
Because of what I'm about to say. Because
people are stupid.
I got you, man, but I promise you, and guess what? If I'm the only person that heard this, then I guess I'll be the only person that heard this. For a long time, the sports world has been on Brady's nuts about he makes nobodies into heroes. That's all we've ever heard.
Well, that is still true. That is
true. Okay. So with that being said, my thing is now, at the end of the day, when do we stop giving him passes on this? Well, now it's not his fault, because there were a couple of throws yesterday that I've seen that Brady should not have made at all. And it had nothing to do with
one deep, deep in double coverage to Julian Edelman.
Right. It had nothing to do with his receivers not getting separation. It had nothing to do with his receivers catching the ball. Tom Brady now, once again, he's 42 years old. It's okay to regress, bruh. It's okay. And Patriots fans and Tom Brady lovers, it's okay to say that he's not the same guy anymore. It's okay.
I don't even know if that's what the issue is. I think the issue, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the issue is that, and I'm just going to say it, I think people that have that mindset that you have, they have this image in their mind that people try to paint Tom Brady as perfect. Nobody is perfect. Not an Aaron Rodgers, not a Drew Brees, not a Dan Marino, not a Troy Aikman, not a Joe Montana. Nobody is perfect. Everybody makes
jacked up throws.
Perfect.
I got you.
There's this mindset that that people have attempted to paint Brady as if he's perfect. Well, no, I've never attempted to paint Brady as though he was a perfect quarterback.
However, if I want to win a game,
I'm going to take Brady over most. And I think everybody on this show knows why I say that.
And that's fine. But once again,
you can hate them or you can love them, but
absolutely,
productivity doesn't lie.
Absolutely. But what I'm saying is this. Just like the LeBron, LeBron James syndrome, right? LeBron James has been saying, right, there's fans that speaks for this dude. He's the best. He's the GOAT. He's the greatest, blah, 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 right? He can do it all.
LeBron James
is
trying to get the best possible players around him every year.
I get that. But at the same time, it's still the same argument because guess what? Me and you still agree on this. LeBron James will get people that he want, and then when shit don't go well for him, and I'm not saying that that's what Brady's doing now. What I'm saying is that the fans
that's not what Brady has done ever.
Right, but the fans are doing it for. That's what I'm saying. I ain't say him, but the fans are doing it for.
You think the cry of the fans?
Yes.
Gets Belichick or
No. What I'm saying,
the family, the owner of the Patriots, Robert Kraft,
what I'm saying is that the fans make the excuses for him. Now all of a sudden it's like he doesn't have any help. He doesn't have any help. Okay, dude, you can't have it both ways. He's the GOAT and he can make nobodies into somebodies, or now all of a sudden this dude needs mad help. That's why I was going with the LeBron James theory. That's why I was saying that. I never said that Brady does that.
Yeah, but LeBron acted like he needed help early on in his career.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, look, I feel what you're just saying, but here's the thing. And we keep acting like we're going to forget this. If I asked you what college Deion Branch came out of, you couldn't tell me. The reason is because you didn't know who the fuck he was.
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? You didn't know who he was. You didn't know who Troy Brown was.
Right.
Julian Edelman played quarterback. Chris Hogan played lacrosse.
Exactly.
Nobody had ever heard of Gronkowski until he got to New England.
And the dudes that they have now, nobody knows who they are either. I'm with you. Nobody knows who
they are. We didn't know who any of these people were. You know what I mean? And I can't tell you that Brady doesn't have any help. I'm not going to say that because that's just – I don't think that's factual.
You said that. Right. I'm glad.
You know what I mean? I don't think that that's factual. But it's like I almost wish that Brady would have had at least like three horribly losing seasons in his career. Because I feel like if he had that, people would really leave him the fuck alone. But they can't leave him alone because he keeps busting everybody's ass. And nobody likes it. It was kind of like it's kind of like going to the honor dorm and playing against Devin's team of TV guys. and it becomes a topic of conversation for everybody. And nobody likes it. But if you don't like it.
Right. But you know what? The thing about it is this. It'd be one thing. And I guess maybe this is, but like I said, we can't have it both ways all the time. Like I said, when people talk for you, and like I said, it's one thing if it comes from the athlete. But once
because
again,
I've never heard Brady say any of this shit.
No, I'm not saying that, and I'm going to say it again. Nobody's talking about him. What I'm saying is this. You know why I don't like this guy. You know why. Now,
yeah, because you say he cries all the time.
Yeah, right. But I have to give him credit for the past couple of years. He has not. I have to give him credit on that. But in the beginning of his career, he cried. That's all he did. And for those that don't like it, I could care less. I got it. I get it.
I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna continue to ask you. Name me a quarterback that doesn't bitch when they don't get a call.
Nobody. I didn't say.
Name me one.
See, guess what? And every time you ask
Gardner Minshew.
Every time you ask that professor, I always tell you, because you ask the same damn thing again, everybody calls, asks for a call. I'm not saying that quarterbacks don't do it. What I'm saying to you is that at the effect that he does it, and I've seen this dude go to refs, and look, first of all, I'm not going to make this into a Tom Brady bitch section, but I will tell you this. I've seen Tom Brady go to refs. I've seen Tom Brady go to refs and not leave the shit alone. I've seen him. You can bitch about your call, but if you don't win it, then leave it the fuck alone.
I've seen wide receivers go to refs and not leave it alone. I've seen defensive backs go to refs and not leave it alone.
Okay, and guess what? I'll put him in the same boat.
You don't talk about them. You don't mention Brady.
Okay, well, whoever they are, you bring them to me.
Because you
bring
have an
axe
to grind against Brady.
I already told you I don't like you. Okay? Like I said, you're the spokesperson, not me. So at the end of the day, I already told you I don't like you. You try to change the narrative, or this is why I don't like him. You try to change the narrative.
Changing the narrative? No, I didn't.
Yeah, I already told you I don't like him.
But when did I try to change the narrative?
because every time when I tell you, I don't like
you.
Because
you got an extra grind against Brady.
He's a crybaby. Why can't I say that? Why can't I say that?
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, you started the show. I didn't. I was just saying, as far as guys that
started,
yes, you did.
In
I said, my
other news,
Jerry, you've been on this tangent. Do you realize you've been on this tangent for 10 minutes?
Player of the week.
Okay. I'm on a contention for 10 minutes though. But you say some shit. You go ask me why is it every time I ask you this question when I respond back to you? Now I'm on a contention for 10 minutes. I left it alone.
Stephen A. Smith has called out Jason Garrett. Carmelo Anthony has been named the Western Conference Player of the Week. Did you know that Odell Beckham Jr. has the same amount of touchdowns as 10 defensive players? He's only got two.
I just don't get why we're spending this much time on it. They're a 10-2 team that lost a regular season game. Why are we?
Did you know the general manager of
the
Washington Redskins are on the hot seat?
You're gonna act like it was just me. Okay, all right. I see where we're going on that. Okay, but anyway,
I just got back here, bro.
But at the end of the day,
I didn't know what y'all talked about before I got here.
So I don't have to.
I don't know what y'all talked about. I don't know what y'all talked about before I got here. Don't try to play me like I knew what you talked about.
Wait a minute. First of all, your attitude, man, you can keep that. Because first of all, ain't nobody trying to.
Don't try to play me. You said it to me. You play like you just me. I don't know. I don't know what you talked about.
I didn't try to play you like nothing. So you can keep all that. I didn't try to play you like
nothing. I don't know what you talked about before I got here. That doesn't change what I'm saying. I don't know what you talked about before I got here.
What are you saying? They're saying nothing. I'm telling you.
They're a 10-2. I'm past that point already. They're a 10-2 team that lost a regular season game.
Okay.
They're 10-2.
Okay.
They're 10-2.
Okay.
They're
still one of the best teams. Still one of the best teams in the league. I mean, I'm not taking that away.
They are 10-2.
What is okay? If we pass that, what are you saying? I'm trying to get to the next thing.
Because I'm trying to figure out why we spent this much time on it. Because Brady lost.
Okay, I'm going to say it again for the fifth time. I'm trying to move on. You don't want to keep going.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to move forward. That's what I'm trying to do. Okay. So now let me move forward. Okay, now we're going to go to the next one, which is the next subject I wanted to talk about was we had an unfortunate incident over the weekend. Mr. Terrell Pryor got stabbed in Pittsburgh. And his girlfriend, well, I would assume now.
You don't want to get stabbed. Stop slapping bitches.
Stop it. Stop it right now. But at the end of the day, Terrell Pryor. You know what, man? I can't stand you. You got me, Mr. Bob. I don't like you very much. But,
hey, man.
But look, Terrell Pryor got stabbed over the weekend in Pittsburgh by his ex-girlfriend, though. But I have a clip here from KDKA in Pittsburgh. And we're going to take a listen to this clip, and then we're going to rap about it. Take a listen.
Motion in the hallway. When police arrived, they found a trail of blood in the hallway and in the elevator leading to Pryor's apartment. At that point, Pryor had already been taken to the hospital. Police say it started when Pryor and Briston got into an argument. Briston left the apartment with two other women to go to a nightclub. When they returned, the argument continued. One of the witnesses claimed Pryor grabbed her and knocked her to the floor. They say Pryor then grabbed Briston and they wrestled inside the apartment into the kitchen. The witnesses say they were trying to break up the fight when Pryor pulled away and grabbed his chest. They say he ran out of the apartment bleeding and the only person tussling with Pryor when he was stabbed was Briston. A witness said they drove Pryor to the hospital. Police later found more blood on a black Mercedes-Benz and a Volvo parked in the garage. A 9mm handgun was found inside his car. Police also took what appeared to be an AR-15 rifle from the apartment. At one point, a detective overheard one of the witnesses telling someone on her smartwatch about Briston, saying, quote, "She was just defending herself and had to do it." She also stated, quote, "The only reason I'm here was to make sure he didn't die, and we should have just let him die." Pryor underwent surgery at Mercy Hospital for stab wounds in his neck and chest. He's listed in critical condition, and he's also been charged with simple assault. Meanwhile, Briston is locked up in the Allegheny County Jail. Bob Allen, KDKA News.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to say this before I get to my panel. You know, me and Professor talked about this earlier today. And for those out there who
I'm about to say some real controversial shit.
You know, hey, man, this before you do that, let me say this. This young lady, they have a mugshot of her, okay? You can find it online. And she doesn't look terrified at all. She doesn't look like she's under the
rest hurt.
She doesn't
look roughed up.
She really now in the report it says something along the lines, allegedly that she had slight bruises, I guess, or at the tip of her nose or at the top of her forehead or something of that nature. But because there were light bruises, and I guess at the time the makeup was covering something along those lines. But anyway, but my thing is at the end of the day, and I know Professor's about to say some real ignorant shit, but before he says whatever ignorant shit he's about to say,
whatever,
I'm going to say it again. At the end of the day, you can't put your hands on people allegedly if that's what Terrell Pryor did. You cannot do so. And sometimes people, they snap out. But the issue that I have is this. At the end of the day, you know, we don't know how it went down. Maybe he said something to her that she didn't like, and she flipped and she stabbed him. I want to see it. If that's the case, I want to see what's going to happen. But supposedly, one of the witnesses claimed that this is not the first time Terrell Pryor has put his hands on her. And like I was telling Professor earlier today, I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go back to this interview. I mean, not interview, but this Hall of Fame speech my man Ray Lewis said. He said, you know what? My mother used to be abused when I was a kid. And he said, when I became a man, he said, I made it a promise to myself. If no man will ever put his hands on my mother again, and if he does, he got to die. So, at the end of the day, you know, if you're going to do one, you got to do the other. And I say that to say, sometimes if Terrell Pryor does have a history of this and she got tired, I mean, shit happens. People snap. But at the same time, other people may say, well, if he's that bad to you, especially if you're not married to him and you don't have any kids by him, why are you still there? And I think that's a legitimate answer. I mean, question. Professor X,
I'm gonna go first on this. Go ahead, Bryce.
And then I get the professor, then I get the executive. Go ahead, Bryce.
Look, I'm gonna just keep it like this. I don't know why it's relevant what her mugshot looks like. That doesn't speak anything to how she could be feeling about her abuse. The second point is abuse just doesn't work like that. Like, why don't you leave? Like, those questions are kind of like asked to death, but the mind of people that are abused, that's just not the way it works. So I kind of wish, just speaking real, I kind of wish we would just retire that narrative because it's not the way the cycle of abuse works. What I do want to ask, and I'm going to just leave it like this because I know there are a lot of allegations here in this story. Let's just say the story is, you know, this time he was talking, she pushed him. Let's ask ourselves as men, why is it that a lot of us have this mentality that, oh, she pushed me. Now that gives me the license to go DEFCON 5, punch her in the face, beat her down because she put her hands on me, or whatever we feel we got to do next. Like, we really need to ask ourselves, like, I'm not saying anyone on here thinks that, but I do think we need to ask ourselves, why are we so quick to that? Why is that our first reaction? Why do we need that? Why do we need to justify that so badly? I'm going to just leave it at that because I don't know. I know the allegations and they sound bad, but I do want to raise that point. Like, I've heard this a lot from dudes. Like, why is that so bad? Like she pushed me, so therefore I busted all her teeth out. She should have kept her hands to herself. Like, I want us to really, like, think about that. Like, why is that our reaction? So I'm going to just leave it at that.
I'm with you, but you know what? This is what I'm going to say to you respectfully, man. And I got you, and I'm not disrespecting your point. But the reason why I say I still think it's a valid question, because at the end of the day, like I said, people want to understand why you do the things you do. Now, I don't understand what abuse victim goes through or anything like that. I would never disrespect them, because if you say you've been abused, that's all well and fine. However, don't jump on me because I'm asking a legitimate question about, okay, well, then what makes you stay there? Like that's legit. I don't see that as being a disrespectful question. Like, what is it about this guy or what is it about this situation that makes you continue to be here? And then once we find that out, then we can move forward. So that's why I asked that, and I said what I said earlier as far as that was concerned. But, Professor, you got the floor, man. Then I'm going to get to the executive.
All right, first things first. The narrative that I actually believe needs to be addressed before we start mm-hmm. talking about any of the questions that female accusers don't like.
Okay.
The question that really needs to be asked first is, why do we automatically assume that they're telling the truth whenever they say anything out of their fucking mouth?
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you're going to do one,
that
do
is what we do. That is what we do. Now, mm-hmm. here's the thing, right? I remember a couple of weeks ago, this guy got cracked upside his head with a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Even though every videotape in America showed, regardless as to what some people claim they saw or whenever they went turned into Ray Charles or whatever the fuck the case may be,
mm-hmm.
the guy that got hit in the helmet first attempted to take the helmet off of the guy who eventually ended up striking him upside his head with his helmet, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What we said was that, well, okay, well, yeah, Mason Rudolph, you know, he did play a role in it, but what the other person did was just so egregious
mm-hmm.
that it eliminates the ability for us to really tap into what Mason Rudolph did, because the other person went to, as a previous person who spoke on this topic a little while ago said, Myles Garrett went to DEFCON 5. Okay?
I got you.
So here's the thing. This broad, it wasn't a situation in this instance where Terrell Pryor had gone to DEFCON 5, because we can only speak on what we physically know about at the present time.
Mm-hmm.
And what we know about is that she stabbed him in his neck and stabbed him in his chest.
Okay.
Enough,
mm-hmm.
so much so to the point that it put him in critical condition and almost killed him.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Now, the reason that I brought that up is because of this. Everybody claimed, oh, Myles Garrett could have killed Mason Rudolph. And I remember telling Gary earlier today, you know what? I don't know about that. I know every last one of Mike Tyson's knockout victims survived.
I got you.
Deontay Wilder has never killed a man in the ring.
That doesn't mean it's not possible.
If you've ever looked at any of the videos where they mm-hmm. talk about the amount of force that is generated by a heavyweight's punch, pound for pound, yeah, you're not going to swing a helmet and hit anybody in the head at that same pounds per square inch of pressure for that one location. Mm-hmm. It's just not possible. They generate way too much power. But those people are still alive. Mason Rudolph was not going to die, but however, Terrell Pryor very well could have.
Gotcha.
Terrell Pryor very well could have. Now, I'm wondering, just out of curiosity, if we're going to say that, oh, well, she said she was abused, so her stabbing mm-hmm. Terrell Pryor in the neck and then stabbing him in the chest means nothing in the eyes of a court of law, or if we're going to say, you know what, we don't give a damn because what she did was so egregious.
Like Mason?
Parents, because
like Mason Rudolph,
that we're going
to ignore
what you did. So mm-hmm. in this instance, I got to say, this is going to sound real fucked up to some people, and I really don't care. I almost hope that Terrell Pryor dies or has some sort of serious medical issue, because that's the only way that this problem mm-hmm. is ever going to be addressed. Because I'm getting tired of this narrative that, well, she's a female, she can't really hurt you. I don't know. Tell that shit to Steve McNair.
Mm. God rest his soul.
Tell that to Steve McNair. So miss me, tell when you say she can't really hurt you, I'd like to bring Eileen Wuornos back to life, and you can tell Eileen Wuornos that she can't really hurt anybody. There are some flat out vicious human beings out here in the world, male and female. Now, I'm not saying that Terrell Pryor didn't do nothing. I'm not even suggesting that he didn't do nothing. But I'm saying, based on what we know right now, let's say he snatched her up and slapped her around a little bit. Okay, she stabbed him in the neck and then stabbed him in the chest. One crime doesn't fit the other one, because the law says that you have the right, in terms of a physical assault, to defend yourself with equal or lesser force. It doesn't give you the right under the law to use greater force. Not in Pennsylvania, it doesn't. Pennsylvania is not a stand your ground state. I used to live there. So did Gary. So no, if he decides to slap her around, it doesn't give her the right to try to kill him. But okay, you're right. We got to stop going with this narrative of, well, she pushed me, so, well, she stabbed the shit out of him.
I mean,
if he didn't need to go to the hospital, if he got stabbed and he didn't need to go to the hospital, would that have been enough to have given him the right to fuck her up in there? Based upon what most people would say, the answer would be no. He's supposed to just sit there and let her stab him to death. The devil is a lie. The devil is a lie. And you can tell me about all of the narratives you want to tell me about. The fact of the matter is that in this country right now, because of stories like this, there is a narrative that women are believed no matter what they say, when they say it, or how they say it. And they will put your ass under the jail on the basis of an accusation alone. And no, contrary to popular belief, don't no fucking bruises have to be present. So, you know, I don't know. Go figure. But whatever. I'm going to smoke a cigarette.
My man, Professor, let me get executive, man. You got the floor, man. It all belongs to you. This Terrell Pryor situation.
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, executive, you got the floor.
Well, you see, ladies and gentlemen.
I know you're going to do something stupid.
Get the fuck out of here.
I believe
the children are the future.
There is a deeper question.
Well, break
it
down.
That there's a root to every issue. I believe sometimes things so small, so minor, so irrelevant even to the outside looking in, gets overlooked. Because I heard a lot of things.
Uh-oh. Well,
I was listening to the report that Gary Ward played.
Yeah, I was listening to that one too.
I heard everybody's rebuttal. But I think there was one thing that everybody missed that may have been the beginning of everybody's issue, or at least their issue as a couple.
Okay.
And here is the deeper question. Did he say a Volvo?
You know what, man? Shut up. Man, I'm sitting here thinking you about
that
to ask.
He said a Volvo. He said a Volvo.
Oh, my God.
I'm the only person that said that. He said a Volvo. Did y'all not hear that?
Hey, man. The man likes
a
Volvo.
Volvo?
Would you expect?
Hey, no. Not everybody likes what they have. People have what they can afford.
I said the man got a Volvo. Well, I said he likes it. Obviously, he likes it. So,
no,
I mean,
listen, no. Ain't no obvious he liked it. No former NFL player says, out of the 137 name brand cars out there, let me get a Volvo.
Wait a minute, I thought he had a Mercedes.
No,
I thought before there was a Mercedes.
No. Look, the reporter said Volvo.
Okay, I got you.
Like I said, you got to find the root. You got to find the root of the problem.
So
and I think it might circulate around that. I'm just saying. She might have been tired of rolling up the fucking red carpet in a Volvo.
That's why you got that. Yo, it's not funny,
hey,
man.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna tell you what I thought about. I kept trying to figure out how are they break. See, look. There's a contradiction even in the story that they gave in the report. So they said that they was trying to break up the tussle, but the only person that he was tussling with when he got stabbed was her. How can both of those statements be true? How can
because
both of those statements be true?
The other folks, they tried to break it up, and they ran to go play Spotify in the Volvo.
He ran out there
in
the car.
She said,
but you notice. But here's the thing. But you notice, right? They tell you about everything they found blood on. They told you about everything that they found blood on, but they say there was a 9mm handgun in the car. But they never said they found blood on that. But they mentioned the 9mm handgun because it's supposed to let you make a mental assumption about the way shit went down in that house. You understand? See, just the way that they worded it. Why do you give a shit about the gun that's in the car that didn't get used? It didn't get used.
Or just to give you a mental picture of how this guy really is. So it's kind of like the paint, like a narrative.
Yeah,
like,
there you go.
At the end of the day, and I'm with you on that. But just like, you know, and I want to get back to what you and Bryce were talking about, because both of you make good points. Because Bryce does have a point of where, you know.
Oh, yeah.
So the Volvo got the point?
No. Oh, my bad. You're right. The Volvo was a good point.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Shit.
I apologize for my outburst.
Okay.
But the thing about it is that Bryce said, you know, okay, if a girl pushes you, that doesn't give you the right to knock all the teeth out. I completely agree with you, Bryce. And he's definitely right. But also, this is where the fine line comes in. Because at the end of the day, this is where the problem lies. Okay, I said it once and I say it again. Some people have a trigger mechanism. Some people snap. Doesn't make it right. But at the same time, when somebody snaps, it is what it is. You understand what I mean? Like I said before, there are people out there that say, you know what? I will never have nobody else beat me a day in my life. There's people right now who are grown-ass men and women who've been abused as a kid, and guess what? One slap can just automatically just bring back all those bad memories, and they snap. You understand what I mean?
Hey, here's a question for you. How many of us have been in situations where we have told women that we have been involved with, yo, leave me the fuck alone, yo?
Right.
And they keep antagonizing you.
Yeah.
And better not. I don't.
And you know what she probably said? She probably said, I know you ain't got the nerve to tell me to leave you alone. You driving me around leave me alone. Volvo.
Hey, see?
let me say this. In terms of the story itself, I wait for more to come out. It don't sound good. Here's what I will say in terms of facts. Women reporting abuse, rape, and all that, they're normally not believed. That is a fact. That is statistically proven. There is no statistical fact to men being, quote-unquote, persecuted on a large scale with this, like in terms of, like, both sides being equal. That just does not exist factually, statistically. In terms of getting back to facts, what I said about Mason Rudolph was the fact show he didn't start it. So anything else other than that, to me, is a non-point because the thing he did is anti-fact. And we already went round and round about
that's
this.
Not
so
a,
I just wanted to point those
fact.
Out. Let's get back to what I specifically
that's
said.
That's not a fact. I used the Mason
that
Rudolph.
That is a fact, 100%. Anything else is anti-fact. We already
calm
went over
down.
This.
Calm
no,
down
no,
and
no I'm very calm. Look, now
I'm
very calm. I just have no time for anti-facts. I know my ass off.
In other news, now it's my turn. Look, check this out. Hold on for a second. Okay, that's fine. If it's
I
fact,
use that as
fact,
an example. It was an example, bro. That's what it was. It was an example.
It was a bad one. That didn't relate to this scenario.
You're the only one that thinks it was a bad one. Move the fuck on, please.
No, I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one.
You and every other Pittsburgh.
You think it is?
No. Okay, here we go.
You were.
Hold on. Bryce, over here. Let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
He can't accept the fact that I used it as an example.
I just don't accept conspiracy theories. They make no sense.
Bryce, hold on. Bryce, over here. Let me ask you a question.
Mason Rudolph probably drives a Volvo.
I don't know. I'm executive. Hey, Bryce,
he deserved to walk after that performance against Cleveland. That's why we started Duck.
Yeah, you're right about that.
We'll get to that in a second.
We didn't even get to that, but I got to ask you this. Now, my thing is this, and, you know, I'm not going to even sit here and get on you as far as saying, you know, because like I said, I don't know the numbers. I don't know the factual numbers.
No, he's right about that. I looked those numbers up with a friend of mine a couple of months ago.
I don't know.
Okay.
However, this is what I have to do, and this is why a lot of people don't like me. You know why? Because before I make a judgment call, I look at everything, and a lot of people don't like
you
that.
You got to get evidence. Why is it that when they make a claim, no evidence is needed?
Right. Everybody always want to take a side, and everybody wants to.
I do too, Gary.
Man,
that's why I missed out on that damn Cyber Monday thing. You know what's funny?
You know what's funny?
Okay.
That statistic is true, but you know what else? You know what other statistic is true? If
okay,
the police pick a man up that they think is guilty of murder, and he says, "I didn't do it," nobody believes that motherfucker either.
Okay, and that may be. I'm not going to argue with that because
that's absolutely true. They look for evidence to convict them. Okay, hold on.
This is my thing, though, guys. This is what I want to ask. At the end of the day, you said there's no stat or whatever the case may be that shows that there's a stat that women are not believed. Okay.
I said overwhelmingly.
No,
the reason why we have Me Too in these states is because women are not believed.
Okay, got
nobody believes.
Okay, got you. Okay, so now, this is the thing.
That is a fact.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. Okay, so now my thing is this though. At the end of the day, I'm all for victims being. And notice the word I said: victim. A true victim should be believed. But at the same time, we have a lot of people out here, and I guess my question is, how do we try to believe the person that's saying whatever they're saying to us without giving them the third degree? Because guess what? There's people out there that we caught in lies, and then now they're looking at everybody else like, now I got to go extra safety precaution before I disbelieve you because these last women on this last story or whatever, they lied to their team. For example, Ezekiel Elliott, right? Ezekiel Elliott went out there, the girl lied and said that he raped her and come to find out it wasn't true and he still got suspended. Now, for those out there who really were raped, what you did was you disrespected the real victims out there by lying. You see what I mean? So, my thing is that why is it that as a guy or even as a society, why is it not okay to – nobody said that, okay, well, you're saying that you're lying, but can we investigate a little more before we take everything that you say in the heart? Or
yeah, because whenever a woman says, okay, what other statistic is true?
Wait, I want to hear Bryce's answer. Why is it that we can't ask the victim, respectfully, why is it that we can't say, well – can I get some more information before I believe you 100% wholeheartedly? Why can't we do that? Why is that a bad thing?
Well, how can I say it? So, a couple things. One, there's a lot that comes with women not being believed, and what you just said, because we're already asking them that multiple times over. What were you wearing? Why'd you stay with him? Why didn't you leave? Why'd you go to his room? Why'd you kiss him then? Why'd you touch him like that? Why didn't you say this? Why didn't you do that? Like, that's been the narrative for centuries. So that evidence is already there, G. And I think if we educate, particularly as men, if we educate ourselves more, we will see that, of course, no one accusing someone of rape, that does damage if they haven't done it or assault and they haven't done it. No one is denying that. But the statistics show that is very minuscule compared to the overwhelming problem of women and their abuse domestically or sexually or what have you. So I think just educating ourselves to know what the facts are will help us frame what the truth is around the issue and will help us respond accordingly. No one is saying that we throw out the facts. No one is saying that we don't sit here and look at what's going on. But again, those questions, they're already asked because women aren't believed, which is what brought us to this situation.
Gosh.
So we just need to educate ourselves on, not just go off of how we feel all the time, because sure, we're thinking about anecdotally, what if it was us? And I get that. But the amount of false accusations are very minuscule. Yes, it happens. We deal with it when it happens, and it can happen, but that's normally not the norm. So we need to know that and understand that when we look at these situations.
Okay, Bryce.
That's my answer.
Exactly. I'm going to get to you, and I'm going to get to you, Professor. But you know what, Bryce? I got a different question. My thing is this. Is it really minuscule, or is it just not really put out there like that?
Yes.
Anything else?
Statistically, it's minuscule.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, because guess what? Sometimes it may not be just because it's not the norm, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't happen.
Well, gee, I'll say this, and then I'm going to leave it alone. I'll say this. We have the facts, we have the statistics, we have the numbers. So we can look at that and say, this is what it's showing. Now, just like our Mason Rudolph conversation, when I have the facts, the nuance, the truth in front of me, I don't need to form some other narrative based on how I feel or to validate some conspiracy that I want to see. I know what the facts are telling me. That's what I have to say.
Okay, Professor, you want to say something earlier as an executive.
So here's the thing. When false, he said something that wasn't correct. When false accusations come up, they're actually not dealt with. No, they are not. The criminal justice.
I didn't say that. I didn't say that. Quote me right now. I said they happen. They're minuscule in terms of the stats, but they do happen.
That's what I said. You said we deal with false accusations when they come, but we don't. So you did say it.
Yes, we do. That is absolutely 100% true.
All right. I thought it was my turn to talk. I thought you had the floor.
Definitely, but let's quote me right.
But I did quote you right. I'm quite sure the other three people on the panel heard you when you said when false accusations come, we deal with them as they come. And I'm telling you, we don't. Because if we did, women would be in prison for making those false accusations. And they are not. So don't tell me we deal with it when it comes, because we do not.
Okay.
And you have numbers to back that up?
Correctly.
Okay.
What are you using to back that up?
No. Hold. All I need is any one case where a woman lied and didn't go to jail.
Okay.
I'm gonna look that up.
So that doesn't matter.
I'm gonna look that up.
So what you're saying is that men can be lied on. Nothing happens to those.
No. So what you're saying is one case to millions. What does that tell me then, Professor?
Just because somebody went to a courtroom and was able to prove that somebody did something allegedly. First of all, rape is one of the most difficult things known to man to prove.
What?
It is one of the most difficult things.
Because women are not believed. You're proving my point.
That's not the point that I'm making, Bryce. Sometimes you talk faster than you think.
Go ahead, Professor.
Okay, go ahead.
The point is this. Don't lie and say that when false accusations come up, we deal with them, because you know good and hell well we don't.
I know we do. You are not speaking facts.
What happened to the girl that lied on Ezekiel Elliott? Where is she? Is she at home?
She's at home.
Okay. What happened to Robin Givens? She's at home. I figured she was at home. What happened to any of the women?
Did Mike beat Robin?
No.
What are you talking about?
Beat that girl. He'd have killed her. He'd have killed Robin, not Robin.
So women are not shamed, Professor. They don't come out lose everything for speaking up about their abuse. That hasn't happened. Losing opportunities. They're not being dealt with. What are you trying to say? Where is this going?
Bryce, I never said that doesn't happen. What I'm telling you is to make the statement that when false accusations are made, we deal with them as they come, is a bold-faced lie that you use.
So them getting excluded from jobs and discriminated against, and people coming against them because they may, because they're sticking up for themselves about their abuse, is not getting dealt with? Are you talking legally going to jail? That's the only way. That's the only way you're looking at it.
Yeah, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the criminal justice.
No, that's not what we're talking about. See, that's what you're trying to form. That's not what we're talking about. Where are you going with this? That's not what we're talking about.
I got you. Hey, Professor, you know what? Professor, I know exactly where you're trying to go. But the thing about it,
remember the boy that went to prison? That was a high school athlete, and everybody said he was like the number one recruit in the country. Did all that time in prison, only to be let out later on and found out that the girl lied. I bet you that bitch didn't go to jail. Now, Brian, you can talk all the shit you want to talk. She didn't go to jail. And I don't care about her not getting a job. I'm quite sure Brian Banks would have foregone prison to just be able to not get a job. Well, we're not going to give you a job, but we're not going to lock you up in prison. Okay, cool. I think every inmate in prison would take that deal. So miss me with the bullshit. The woman didn't go to damn prison. And that is what we're talking about. Not getting a job. Because these women will make up this shit, and then they'll write a book about it.
Their life, man. I don't give a fuck about the job. That's number one. But number two, my thing is this.
Really? I'm trying to compare not getting a job to doing prison time. Are you serious?
I understand what he's saying. He's saying that that, you know what I mean, that affects their life, you know, as far as a job or you know
what
I'm saying?
Man, please, look, at least share what you're smoking.
What he's saying, but when I'm saying,
share what you're smoking. It's not equitable. It's not an equitable point.
Professor, what he's talking about is the actual real victims. That's where he's going. But what you're talking about, I'm talking about the life. That's all I was talking about, when he said that when false accusations come up.
You're talking about life.
Liars, the women who find that they're liars and nothing happened. That's what he's saying. What you said was correct as well. But what he's talking about.
I agree with what he's saying. I'm talking about that one portion of his statement. I'm only talking about one portion of his statement.
You lied and you fabricated a story because you don't like the empowerment, that nothing happens to them. And when they get scot-free in the wind, what you're doing is.
But, G, I was answering your question. But, G, my response was to answer your question. I answered your question, G. I said yes. I think that happens, but the numbers on that are so minuscule, G, in terms of how many people that actually happens to. That's why people are asking the questions you ask. Why don't you do this? Why don't you leave? Because they've never been believed. That's why we have the situation we have.
I got you, Bryce, but you know, I'm going to say one thing.
If somebody abuses me, I need somebody to believe me for me to leave.
The show is over. It's over though. But I'm gonna let executive get the last floor. But I will say this though, Bryce. Before I get to executive, you know, you said that you know there's millions and millions of stories about it going this way, and there's far fewer between stories of people who lie. But you know what? I've heard a statement that said, you know what? If you hit one woman, that's one too many. One is one too many. So we can have that same attitude when it comes to the ones that lie. One is one too many. So at the end of the day, absolutely, that doesn't negate what I'm saying. I'm not saying you, Bryce, but at the end of the day, as a society, we do not look at it that way.
We don't.
And unfortunately, we don't. But executive, you have the last floor, man. Before we get up out of here, you got the last say so. Whatever it is you want to rap about.
The Volvo.
The Volvo truck. was it a hybrid, a convertible? Because why a Volvo?
Hey man, look man,
they got the X90. That's the SUV, and it's got a good warranty. But what color was it? Because if it was, I mean, could it be? If it was a white Volvo, I could see her concern because Volvo kind of rhymes with Bronco, and if it's white, then you know,
Oh man, you know what?
You gotta go
wilding out, man.
Man, what? Wilding out,
He's really like building the whole story around it too. Like he's really committed
to
it too.
Tell you, so like did they find any blood in the Volvo? You know, were there any gun fibers in the Volvo?
Fellas, I gotta get to this dinner, fellas. No more trying to Volvo. I got my Volvo feel.
I'm trying to tell you.
It's always a pleasure, Bryce.
That should be a draft. That should be a gift for all the draft picks. When they get drafted, they get a ball.
Really?
You know.
Always good talking sports with y'all, man.
It'll humble.
All right, family. Bryce.
All right, then. I see y'all.
Yes, sir. Take it easy, Bryce.
My brand, Bryce.
I want to. It's a why Volvo? Does he have kids?
I don't know. I think he has a daughter. I think he does.
Right, but how old is she?
I have no idea, brother. She ain't that old.
How old is the Volvo? Maybe if he got the Volvo, you know, because he knew he was having a kid, then I can understand that. I need more to the story. This nigga said a Volvo. He gave all of them words in that report. Volvo just didn't fit. I get the other part that didn't fit too about, you know, we was all trying to jump in and save him and stop him, but she was the only one there when she stabbed him. Yeah, that didn't work either, but Volvo was said first. Volvo said first, and so I was confused from Volvo all the way on.
Why mention the gun if it didn't get used? The gun, what the gun got to do with anything?
Exactly.
What the AR-15
got to do with it?
What does the 9mm? What does the 9mm or the AR-15 have to do with any of this?
Right.
Unless you were trying to find a way to find him guilty
before
anything
else. Before we got to the rifle.
There was a white Volvo in the garage.
Volvo. What was the point? The Volvo. That's what I'm saying. Like, out of all of these details,
stupid as
shit is not adding up.
But you know,
they got a pistol, a rifle, and a Volvo, and he's the one that got that. So he got a getaway car, two and a semi-automatic, and he's the one getting the fucking surgery.
That's what I was trying to say before. My thing is this.
So this bitch is Zoe Saldana. In Avatar, she just whooping ass and shit and taking names.
but you know
is
what?
Her last name Seagal?
Yo, you stupid. That's what I was saying before. My thing is this. Okay, there will be millions of stories that go out there that there are more cases that are women who are tell the truth that then they're lying. However, how do we know that number is accurate? Because guess what? There's a lot of information that people
we don't. That was my point.
We don't know. But he does have a point, though, to say that, you know what? That's why I said it's so difficult. He does have a point to say of what we know now that this is the data. This is what we know. But at least
that was what he changed his point to, because in the beginning, he was just convinced that the woman wasn't believed about her abuse.
But when you speak like that, usually people speak of majority, and that's why that's the case.
Yeah, we live in a country of majority,
right?
So I mean,
that's
I understand
why, that's the case. If that's the case, then why can't we say? And that's why I put that statement at the end. I say, look, people will always tell us if you slap one woman, that's one too many. That's one too many. I don't care if that's not millions. That's not millions of cases. That's one is one too many. And if you lie
on one man, that's one too many too.
Exactly.
No, it is.
That's the point I was trying to go. But that's not. And that's the issue.
Believed blindly.
And that's the bullshit.
This woman said you kidnapped her. And you sold her as a sex slave for $27.
And you took the $27 and went and bought an old pair of these tonics. In all seriousness, that thought crossed my mind one time about 2 years ago when Kim was ready to leave Randy. And I was like, well, you know.
Stop it. Don't.
You got to tell. Come on. Somebody.
Shut up, no.
You got to see. You got to share.
Yeah. Shut up. You got me singing stupid. Got my winners, dumbass.
Oh, my God.
I know the song.
All your white ass got to do is put it down three little numbers. And that's an automatic divorce for your white ass.
You stupid as hell. You dumb as hell. Dumb as hell.
Mommy, where's daddy?
Yo, you got to get the hell off this damn air, man. Yo, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get up out of here. Make sure you tune in Locker Room Talk Radio on Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time if you're still listening to the damn show, because I know we can't call us right now, but I think you'll still be able to hear us on the air. On the website. So, once again, I want to thank my man, Professor X-Factor, my man, Executive Chef Q Drayford. I am Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, signing off. Every member, it's never goodbye. It's always see you later. Peace.